Blog Talk Radio.
All right, praise God, and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. We have a special two sisters will be ministering tonight. The first sister is the father of Chaplain John Durden, and the second sister is the father of Chaplain John Durden. Both of them will be on. Both of them are my sisters, and I feel that I'm part of the family. And Sister Maureen is my sister, and Sister Durden is my sister, Sister Candace. And we're going to let Sister Maureen open us up in prayer, and then we're going to get with some renunciation of generational curses from Apostle Candace Durden. Okay, Sister Maureen, you can light it up.
Thank you, Father, for your word tonight. Father, your word says if we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Thank you for the light that's in your word tonight. In Jesus' name I pray.
All right. We have one song, and we're going to get into generational curse breaking tonight. Sister Durden's going to do some renouncing curse breaking. For those who are in this room with different demonic spirits, different type of spirits, a curse does not come without a cause, according to Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. And when you break curses, it really shatters the door and breaks down the barriers of demons where they're easier to come out. One song tonight, Jermaine Edwards.
Jesus, let my mind be on you, God. Whatever's true, whatever brings love and unity. No art, give me peace, so that my mind can be pure and clean. Lord, I want the power of control to resist those things that try to kill my soul. Won't let it destroy my purpose or distract me from my goal. Control my mind, you control my future. Let my sense be ordered.
Again, welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. My name is Brother Emmett Overton, in the apostolic, when I'm doing exorcism, apostle, sent forth by Christ, but humble, Emmett Overton is sufficient. We We have Apostle Candace Durden or Sister Durden. We're not into titles here, but we do recognize that God has given us certain anointings, and we try to stay humble with it and thank the Lord for allowing a scum like me to represent him tonight. I'm nothing without Christ, and we're all are nothing without Christ. We're going to be doing some generational curse breaking. Sister Durden is going to go through a renunciation. Even if you don't think that this curse, well, I don't have that, just confess it anyway and break it. Without further ado, Apostle Candace Durden.
You are listening to Fellowship of Deliverance, internetradio.com. We're picking up today with a session on curse breaking. Please have pen and paper ready, as I'll be giving scriptures as we go through this, scriptural references to the different areas of curses, generational curses, spoken word curses that we will be going through today. Hopefully, you have already heard Derek Prince's teachings about curses. If not, please give us a call at the station. The number should be on the front of our website. Please give us a call, and we'll be glad to put those messages on for you. Now, before we go into the curse breaking, there are two points that need to be made. First, in order for this curse breaking to be effective, you have to have accepted Jesus Christ of Nazareth as your personal Lord and Savior. And this is because, and this is not the only place that it's mentioned in Scripture, but this is the only one that I'll point out at this time. Please turn to Acts chapter 4, verse 10 through 12. Acts chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Now please underline verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And again, that name is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So you have to have accepted him as your personal Lord and Savior. Now, the second thing that you have to do in order for this curse-breaking process to be effective is to have forgiven anyone who has ever done anything to you, anyone that you're holding a grudge against, anyone, you know, when their name just comes to mind, you just get tight, you clench your teeth, and you just start to get frustrated and irritated. You have to forgive that person. So now the scriptural reference for that is Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 through 15. And it reads, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Father in heaven will also forgive you." So make sure that you got this. "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." So you first have to forgive men in order for God to forgive you. Now let's look at verse 15 to see what happens if you don't. "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So it's very critical, it's very crucial, it's very pertinent that you forgive anyone who has done something to you, anyone that's irritated you, whether they know about it or not. You have to forgive that person, whether they've come to you for forgiveness or not. You have to forgive that person. Now, just want to take that to one more instance. We've had a lot of people come in for counseling, for deliverance, and they're unable to forgive. Deliverance process cannot move forward without forgiveness. Very, very critical. So again, let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 25 through 26. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 through 26. "And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Okay, so those are the two crucial elements that you have to have. You have to have accepted Jesus Christ of Nazareth as your personal Lord and Savior and forgiven. Now, let's go to the curse-breaking process. How does the curse come on you? And again, if you've heard Derek Prince's teachings, you're already familiar with this scripture. But for those who are not, let's go to Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 2. As the bird by wandering, as a swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. So if you're operating under a curse, there's been some sin that has activated that curse. Now, that sin may have not been done by you in particular. It may have been done by your ancestors, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, or as recently as 1 or 2 generations ago. We're not aware of all the sins that all of our ancestors have committed, but those sins can be visited upon us because of their iniquities. And this is told to us in Scripture in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. And write this down, Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, Exodus chapter 34, verse 7, Numbers chapter 14, verse 18, and Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 9. Now, we'll look at the first two. So let's go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 5. And it says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. And here's the key part. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now, if your ancestors 3 or 4 generations did something that was a sin against God, more than likely you weren't there, you didn't know about it. However, you may still suffer the repercussions of those sins simply because of this scripture. And we need to go into this curse-breaking session and break each and every curse. Everything that I say, I strongly urge you to repeat everything after me, because you might say, well, that's not in my family. You don't know. You may be operating under a curse from someone who passed away long before you were born in your family. Okay, so now let's go to the second reference, and that's Exodus chapter 34, verse 7. Exodus chapter 34, verse 7, which reads, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now, again, that's underscored in Numbers 14, verse 18, and Deuteronomy 5, 9, and I urge you to go and read those in your own personal study time. So now we're ready to go into the curse-breaking session, and again, I'll be giving scriptures as appropriate as we move along through this, but I ask you to just repeat all of this after me. And if you want to go through this again, if you may have missed part of this session as we go through it, please call us and we'll be glad to put this on the air again. So let's begin. Heavenly Father, I come before you now to ask forgiveness for the following areas of my life. Also, I come before you on behalf of my ancestors, on my father and mother's lineage, going all the way back to Adam, and my children, to ask forgiveness for sins in the following areas. When I speak it out, Lord, I pray that you would forgive me and my ancestors and put these sins under the precious blood of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray also that you would break the curses in each of these areas over me, my family, back to Adam, on both sides of my family, including my parents, and any other ancestors of mine, or my spouse, any and all ex-spouses, their parents, or any of their ancestors, and all future generations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, the first topic that we'll break curses against is false religion. And this can also operate in our churches if we're getting false doctrine, doctrine that is not complementary to Scripture, that does not line up with Scripture. You can also be getting false doctrine in your Christian church. 3 scriptural references for these, and please write these down, are 1 Timothy 4:1, 2 Corinthians 11:4, Exodus 34, verses 14 through 15. And we also know that there are the obvious false religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Jehovah's Witness, and the list goes on and on. Of course, they are the obvious ones, but many Christians are not aware that they may be getting false doctrine, false religion in their own churches. So again, let's first turn to 1 Timothy 4:1. And 1 Timothy 4:1 reads, "Now the Spirit," and this is talking about the Holy Spirit, "now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." So now these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils are operating in churches today, giving false doctrines, doctrines that do not line up with what we have written in the Word of God. Let's also turn to 2 Corinthians 11:4. 2 Corinthians 11:4. And these are brief teachings, of course, here on Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. We will give more in-depth teachings about false religions. We'll go over in this curse-breaking session Ahab and Jezebel. Again, we do have in-depth teachings on those that we ask that you just stay tuned and listen to, because we'll be more than happy to get that information out to you. 2 Corinthians 11:4. "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." So here, this scripture points out three things. Another Jesus. It also points out another spirit, being a spirit that is not the Holy Spirit. And it also points out another gospel. So always, always read your Bible. Make sure that what you're hearing, what you're receiving into your spirit is coming straight from your Bible, is coming straight from Jesus of Nazareth, and not another Jesus, not another spirit, and not another gospel. Lastly, let's go to Exodus 34:14-15. And of course, this addresses those obvious false religions. Exodus 34:14-15. And it reads, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord thy God, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of this sacrifice, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons to go a-whoring after their gods." So here we have, again, false religions. One other scripture that I want to add to this list is 2 Corinthians 11:13-14. 2 Corinthians 11:13-14. I want to make you aware of this, and it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." So if you have false apostles and deceitful workers that are appearing to be as Christ but aren't, and are teaching you some doctrine, some religion, those are false religions. And 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." So let's move into the curse-breaking segment for false religion. Please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors, back to Adam, for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses off my family line, back to Adam. All curses off myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, please sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirits attached to these areas. False religion, doctrinal error, spirits of dogma, legalism, unbelief, doubt, rejection of God, dead churches, intellectualism, anger at God, unbelief in God's Word as Holy Spirit inspired truth, unbelief in God's power, unbelief that Jesus Christ is God, unbelief in Christ's death and resurrection, unbelief in the finished work of Jesus at Calvary, rejection of grace, striving to win God's love, striving to reach holiness and perfection in one's own effort, striving to reach heaven based on merit and good works. Also hypocrisy, religious bondage, religious slavery, religious murder, lust and ambition for recognition, lust and ambition for position, lust and ambition for power and control in religious matters, Jezebel and Ahab, false love, false gifts, false tongues, false discernment, false word of wisdom, false prophecy, religious dominance, false laying on of hands, self-serving, selfishness, greed, no love, religious coldness, no compassion, robbing, cheating, pretense, false oaths, blockages, rigid theology, obstructionism, hatred of truth, anti-Semitism, anti-Catholic, anti-Protestant, judgmental, lying, gossip, slander, division, criticism, stealing, cursing, daggers, and backbiting. I denounce all religions that do not accept Jesus Christ of Nazareth as Lord and break their hold in Jesus' name on my life and all future generations. Now we're going to go through naming these religions again. Name each and every one after me, please. Aetherius Society, American Indian Religions, Ascended Masters, Assembly of Yahweh, Edgar Cayce, Baha'i Faith, Black Magic, Buddhism, Christian Science, Church of Armageddon, Church of Bible Understanding, Church of the Living Word, Church Universal and Triumphant, A Course in Miracles, Ekankar, EST, Esalen Institute, The Farm, Guided Meditation, Mormonism, New Age, Himalayan International Institute, again, Himalayan International Institute of Yoga Science and Philosophy, Holy Order of Man's, Rastafarianism, Reverend Ike, Rosicrucianism, Kabbalah, Self-Realization Fellowship, Sikh Foundation, Swedenborgianism, Transcendental Meditation, UFOs, Unification Church, Unitarian Universalist Association, Macumba, Voodoo, Santeria, Witchcraft, Wicca, Worldwide Church of God, Science of the Mind, Islam, Muslim, International Community of Krishna Consciousness, Hinduism, Theosophy, Religious Science, Scientology, Jehovah Witness, Jean Dixon, Silver Mind Control, Mind Occult, Yoga, and all false Christian sects. And name any others at this time that you may have been involved with. I'll give you 5 seconds to name any other religions, false religions that you've been involved with. Okay, continue to repeat after me. I cut all soul ties with the founders of these religions, the priests and leaders, and with all spirits behind these religions. I denounce the spirit of false religion and all spirits under it. Now let's move to the next topic, which is pride. Go to Psalms chapter 119, verse 21. Psalms chapter 119, verse 21. Again, you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance, internetradio.com. We're going through a curse-breaking session. We've just begun a short while ago, but if you've missed it, please call us and we'll be glad to play this for you at a later time. And we're looking now at the curse associated with pride, demons associated with the curse of pride, and that is in Psalms 119, verse 21, where we actually see that pride or the proud are cursed. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. And I'm reading out of the King James Version. So let's continue with the curse breaking of pride. I humble myself before you, Lord. I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors, back to Adam for the sins of pride, stiff-necked pride, pride of life, physical pride, pride of intellect, spiritual pride, love of the world, superiority, inferiority, revenge, judgment, comparison, joy of evil, delight of evil, arrogance, smugness, cunning, trickery, deceit, deception, and lies. Again, inferiority, revenge, judgment, comparison, joy of evil, delight of evil, arrogance, smugness, cunning, trickery, deceit, deception, and lies. I specifically denounce Leviathan, king of pride, and this is in Job chapter 41 if you care to read it, and remove now any crown of pride. I break all curses in these areas over myself, my family, and all future generations. I ask forgiveness for any areas of taking your glory on myself. Let me do all things for the glory of God. Again, that's Job chapter 41 to read more about Leviathan, the king of pride. The whole chapter is devoted to him, so he is a beast. But the Lord really wants you to know about it. He dedicated a whole chapter to Leviathan, the king of pride. Now let's move on to the area of rebellion, two scriptural references. Of course, there are many, many more, but the two that we'll touch upon are Proverbs chapter 17, verse 11, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 11, and I'm turning there now. The second will be 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. So first we're looking at Proverbs chapter 17, verse 11, which reads, an evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. So those that operate in rebellion will have repercussions. And also let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. 1 Samuel 15, 23. Again, coming from the King James Version. And make sure you make note of 1 Samuel 15, 23, because we'll also bring that up when we go right into witchcraft, which we'll go over the curse breaking for witchcraft right after rebellion, and 1 Samuel 15, 23 will also be key for that because it talks about witchcraft. So 15, 23 reads, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Witchcraft and rebellion are equally as evil in the sight of the Lord, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So both of these are extremely, all of these are extremely terrible. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. So rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So we'll go straight from rebellion into witchcraft. Please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors back to Adam for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses off my family line back to Adam, all curses off myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, Lord, sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirits attached to these areas. Willful disobedience, apathy, lethargy, being lukewarm, refusing to submit to God's authority, refusing to submit to governmental authority, pastoral authority, husband's authority, or parental authority. I ask forgiveness for any dishonoring of my mother and father. Also rebellion, stubbornness, self-righteous, idolatry, stiff-necked, being unteachable, defensive, argumentative, also anarchy, destruction, chaos, theft, and stealing. Now let's move into the area of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now rebuke, break, and loose myself and my family from any and all evil curses, fetishes, charms, vexes, hexes, spells, every jinx, all psychic powers, sorcery, bewitchment, enchantment, witchcraft, love potions, psychic prayers, which have been put upon us, back to Adam, on both sides of the family, and off all future generations. I break and loose myself from any connected spirits, from person or persons, and from any occult practice, psychic source, or object. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I now renounce, break, free, and loose myself and my family from all psychic heredity, demonic holds, psychic powers and bondage, of physical and mental illness, family and marital, and other curses upon us, back to Adam, on both sides of our families, resulting from sins, transgressions, iniquities, or occult, and psychic involvement of myself, my parents, and any other ancestors of mine, or my spouse, any and all ex-spouses, or their parents, or any of their ancestors, and over all future generations, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors back to Adam for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses over myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, Lord, sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirits attached to these areas. Divination, seeking guidance through witchcraft and occultic practices, including Ouija boards, planchettes, charming, seances, necromancy, crystal balls, magic eight balls, phrenology, palm reading, astrology, and take this moment to renounce your sign. I renounce the sign of, you know, some people say, I'm an Aries, I'm a Cancer, I'm a Pisces. You need to renounce that. That does not give direction as to who you are. Only the Lord can do that. something that the Lord created cannot guide who you are. So renounce and cut off your birth sign. I renounce the sign of, and I sever myself from all demons associated with the birth sign of, and you fill in the blank. Also horoscopes, fortune telling, visionary dreams, runes, reading coffee grounds and tea leaves, dripped wax or bones. Also involvement or participation in table tipping, light as a feather, stiff as a board, Bloody Mary, crystals, automatic writing and painting, channeling, pagan festivals, sorcery, spells, incantations, curses, black or white magic, water dousing, water witching, witchcraft, wishcraft, warlock or Wicca, spell books, love and worship of Mother Earth or Earth Goddess, spiritualism, spiritism, secret oaths, superstition, Dungeons and Dragons, tarot cards, sealed vows, belief in fairies, native spirits, and banshee spirits. I ask forgiveness for my involvement or the involvement of my ancestors in occult or satanic rituals, including orgies, temple prostitution, and annual sacrifices, worship of false gods and idols, ceremonies which worship and honor false gods and goddesses, all vows, blood oaths, oaths and covenants to false gods, also blood sacrifices of humans, animals, or children, and babies and self-mutilation. All Bacchanalian ceremonies or parties. I now break all Luciferian, Satanic, Freemasonry, or Masonic curses off myself. I now break all Luciferian, Satanic, Freemasonry, or Masonic curses off myself and all future generations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I want to share the scripture with you before we continue. There shall not be found among you, and this is Deuteronomy 18:10, anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, and that saying, well, I was born under the sign of this, or I was born under the sign of that, or reading your horoscope, or an enchanter, or a witch, verse 11 of Deuteronomy 18, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. So let's continue with the curse breaking. I pray, Lord, that you would sever all psychic and demonic links into the supernatural, closing the third eye, the all-seeing eye, or the third eye of Horus, with the blood of Jesus, and sever all soul ties with the demonic in the above-named areas in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The next topic that we're looking at, the next area where curses can come into our lives, is from rejection. The scripture that needs to be touched upon in this instance is Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15, which reads, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So you can receive the spirit of adoption and not the spirit of rejection. Please repeat after me. I revoke and denounce all rejection, rejection curses, perceived rejection, and rejection in the womb curses, all inner vows, and bitter root judgments spoken over me, or any of my ancestors. So if you've ever been rejected by a parent, rejected by a spouse, rejected from friends, rejected from any particular group of people, and that rejection just settled in, this curse is going to break that now. I denounce all iniquities and negative emotions over myself and all my ancestors. You're breaking the curse of rejection now. Please continue to repeat after me. I denounce all iniquities and negative emotions over myself and all my ancestors. Rejection, fear of rejection, rejection of God, anger at God, mental, physical, verbal, and sexual abuse, resentment, bitterness, bitter roots, jealousy, envy, unforgiveness, grief, shame and false guilt, self-rejection, fear of rejection, anger at rejection, and shame of rejection and abandonment. Again, please read Romans chapter 8, verse 15. We're now going into anger and hate. Anger and hate. Anger is absolutely cursed. It's written in black and white in Genesis chapter 49, verse 7. Genesis chapter 49, verse 7. Again, this is Fellowship of Deliverance, InternetRadio.com. We're going through our curse-breaking segment and picking up with the curse associated with anger in Genesis chapter 49, verse 7, which reads, "Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel." So anger and wrath are cursed. "I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." So please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses off my family line back to Adam, all curses off myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, Lord, sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirits attached to these areas. Unforgiveness, anger, seething anger, rage, fury, red hot, hate, hatred of father, hatred of mother, hatred of men, hatred of women, hatred of spouse, self-hate, impatience, irritation, wrath, temper, contention, strife, conflict, childish self-will, violence, fighting, war. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would pull down all strongholds of anger, rage, and hate. Now moving to the area of depression. Depression can be conquered. Depression can be conquered. Let's go to Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 3. And let's see what the scripture says about areas of depression and heaviness. Again, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. I want to thank all of our listeners and everyone who's going through this. I guarantee you that these curses will be broken. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness," the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, "that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." So anytime you feel depression coming on, you have to praise. You've got to praise and break this curse against depression. Please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors back to Adam for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses off my family line, back to Adam, all curses off myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, Lord, sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirits attached to these areas: depression, hopelessness, despair, despondency, self-destruction, suicide, suicidal thoughts, worthlessness, schizophrenia, manic depression, multiple personality disorder, compartmentalization, seizures, convulsions, epilepsy, manic, paranoia, lunatic, insanity, murderous insanity, hyperactivity, nervousness, nervous breakdown, compulsion, obsession, senility, brain damage, addiction to drugs, addiction to alcohol, self-deception, impatience, irritation, bipolar, misery, condemnation, broken heart, wounded spirit, betrayal, bruised emotions, deep hurt. I pray for the pulling down of the stronghold of depression and despair. In Jesus' name, I pray for the physical healing of any chemical imbalances or brain damage. I pray for the healing of any soul fragmentation. And again, I just want to underscore, feelings of depression can be conquered by praise. That's given to us in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. I pray now, Lord, that you would deliver me from all spirits of harassment, torment, torture, and affliction. Let's now move to curses associated with fear. Let's look at fear in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which reads, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear." Underline that. "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So spirit of fear, the spirit of fear has no place in your life. Please repeat after me. I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors, back to Adam, and cut off all curses over myself, my family, back to Adam, and over all future generations in the areas of fear and fear of giving and receiving love freely, death, falling, darkness, dogs, cats, insects, snakes, crowds, water, drowning, close places, future, demons, Satan, storms, loss of salvation, judgment, purgatory, hell, false fear of God, superstition, fear of man, fear of men, fear of women, fear of death, fear of the dark, fear of sudden noises, fear of choking, fear of drowning, being raped, attacked by gangs, losing family members. I denounce all demonic strongholds over myself and all my ancestors, nightmares, insomnia, repressed memories, night terror, mental imagery, harassment, torment, torture, superstitions of all kinds, fearful dreams, daydreaming, traumatic scenes from traumas, tragedies, accidents, and terror. Now let's move into death and destruction, and please read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28. And the last one that we'll read together is John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. Let me read those to you again. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 28. And John chapter 10, verse 10. John 10:10 reads, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." So let's break this curse of death and destruction. I denounce, revoke, cancel, and nullify any death wish for myself or for others, any blood oaths or vows, any blood covenants made with sex partners outside of marriage. I ask forgiveness for my sins and the sins of my ancestors, including illegitimacy, involvement in the occult, witchcraft and divination, scheming to murder, poisoning, infanticide, killing of family members, brothers, sisters, parents, children, and all other relatives, abortion, miscarriage, birth control that destroys fertilized eggs, adultery, ceremonial or ritualistic sacrifice. I nullify and renounce all invitation of death spirits into the family line, also death of man and death of body, career, creativity, relationship, blessing, happiness, spiritual life, joy, freedom, honor, marriage, spiritual riches, future, vision, prosperity, purpose, design, goals, hope, desires of the heart. I repent and break all curses of false martyrdom and dead works. I break all these curses and every death wish, oath, or curse off me, my family, and all future generations. Again, I break all these curses and every death wish, oath, or curse off me, my family, and all future generations. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break all curses of destruction and Abaddon. I repent of all sins that allowed destruction to come into me and my family line. Also Asmodeus, vandalism, malice, senseless destruction, willful destruction, joy of destruction, arson, graffiti, pillage, looting, also disrespect for the property and possessions of others. Moving into the area of murder, please repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors back to Adam for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses over myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, Lord, sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirit attached to these areas. Murder, attempted murder, revenge, retaliation, jealousy, torture, abortion, self-harm, cutting, suicide, suicide attempts, suicidal thoughts, infanticide, Moloch, child sacrifice, fratricide, ritual murder, gang murder. I denounce all books, jewelry, inanimate objects, figurines, or any occult-related items over myself and my ancestors. The second area, or the next area rather, is the area of lust. Scriptural references for that are 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Again, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, and Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. And 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 reads, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." So that is why we have to remove all lust from our lives in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. And it references men, but this also applies to women as well. Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." And that applies again to women who may look on men and lust after them. The same applies to you. You've already committed adultery in your heart, whether you're married or not. If you're married, you've committed adultery against your spouse. If you're unmarried, you've committed adultery against the Lord. You're married to the Lord until you find your earthly, your physical, your fleshly spouse. Please repeat after me. "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask forgiveness on behalf of myself and my ancestors, back to Adam, for the following areas of sin. I also ask, Lord, that you would break all curses over myself, my family, and all future generations in the following areas. Also, Lord, sever all soul ties as I denounce any spirits attached to these areas, adultery, separation, divorce, infidelity, immorality, curses of having a bad marriage, bad marriages, or failed marriages. Also incest, molestation, rape, all spirits of lust, all sex spirits, which entered through the eyes, ears, or any orifice by participation, transfer, or inheritance. I ask forgiveness for any involvement in going to strip clubs or viewing pornography in movies, magazines, video, internet, or television. Also all sexual relations with prostitutes or involvement in prostitution. Also guilt, shame, condemnation, pornography, homosexuality, lesbianism, pedophilia, child pornography, sex perversion of all kinds, bestiality, sodomy, masochism, sadism, fornication, masturbation, transvestitism, occult sex, gender identification disorder, prostitution, harlotry, whoredom, uncleanness, defilement, filth, filthy dreams, filthy communication, illicit sex, filthy imaginations, sexual flashbacks, sexual fantasies, frigidity, impotence, sterility, cruelty, incubus, succubus, lasciviousness, lewdness, nudity, promiscuity, flirting, seduction, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, blood lust, lust for power, position, wealth, fame, money, come out of the sex organs, the lips, the tongue, the taste buds, throat, and mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Now the last one for today, because this will probably be a two or three session course that we'll be going through curse breaking sessions, one or two or three, looking at possibly three because we're not done today. Isolation and loneliness is the last one that we'll cover in this section, and that's addressed in Psalms chapter 68, verse 6 and Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15 talks about the spirit of adoption, which we've talked about earlier today. Let's now go to Psalms chapter 68, verse 6. Psalms chapter 68, verse 6, you're listening to Fellowship of Deliverance, internetradio.com. We're based out of Atlanta. If you'd like to visit us for our weekly worship services, please give us a call. We'll be glad to let you know where we're located, what time we worship, and we hope to see you. So again, Psalms chapter 68, verse 6, God setteth the solitary in families. When you're with the Lord, he will set you in families. You are not supposed to be alone. That spirit of loneliness, any curse of loneliness, curse of isolation can be broken. Please repeat after me. I ask forgiveness for sins of myself and my ancestors. Back to Adam that allows the following spirits in and cut off all curses over myself and all future generations in the area of isolation, loneliness, wandering, exile, toil, idleness, sloth, desolation, not enjoying the fruits of one's labor, and ruination. Also grief at loneliness. I break all curses of divorce, banishment, execution, excommunication, and disinheritance. I break all curses of Cain and curses associated with the repaying of good with evil, a vagabond spirit, off myself, my family, back to Adam, and all future generations. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank all of the listeners who have taken the time, taken the initiative to break these curses off of themselves, Lord. We thank you for giving them the information that they need so that they can move forward as more powerful Christians, more knowledgeable Christians, as wiser Christians to come against the kingdom of Satan, to unloose themselves from everything that Satan has done in their lives, from taking off those shackles of lust, of isolation and loneliness, from breaking those curses of fear, death and destruction, murder, rejection, anger, hate, depression, pride, rebellion, and witchcraft. Lord, they're coming out from the bondages of Satan, from false religions. Lord, we just thank you for setting them free from these curses. Lord, we thank you that they were able to forgive any persons whom they had ought against. And Lord, we thank you most of all that they accepted your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as their personal Lord and Savior. And Lord, we know that each and every one of them will continue to read, will continue to hear your word, will continue to read your word so that they get your spiritual wisdom and get more knowledge from your Holy Spirit and from your word. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to Fellowship of Deliverance Internet Radio. We'll pick back up with sessions 2 and possibly 3 of Curse Breaking. Please stay tuned and enjoy the next message.